here right now from the mighty metropolis of Nelson is Grant Smithies. Morena, Grant.
Morena, how's it going? It's a nice old day for some, you know, strange religious music, which was what I'm about to bust out for you fellas today. Even though I'm an enthusiastic atheist, I couldn't go past this next thing because it's just weird in a way that I like.
What is a psychedelic prayer collective? Or it's self-explanatory,
yeah,
really, isn't it?
The question must be asked, eh?
Yeah.
Well, I think their previous record, you know, they used to see photos occasionally of these critters. There seemed to be about seven of them. They're all wearing double denim, sort of like jeans and jean jackets arranged in a line sort of thing. And but it talked about how anonymous they were and how they'd taken it upon themselves to... They called the Fuzzy Robes, first of all. Taken it upon themselves to set lumps of the Anglican prayer book to music. And their first record arrived out of the blue. It was called Midnight Prayers, and they recorded it in various South Island little churches that had great acoustics. And I can't remember how I stumbled across it, but I immediately thought it was marvellous, because some of the that Anglican prayer book is in Māori, some of it's te reo, some of it's in English. All of it sounds like something that's been unearthed in 1960s San Francisco, because it's recorded in a high echo sort of woody bassline way that evokes that era. But no one was really letting you know who was in the band. And it transpired, it was at least recorded by Shannon Fowler, who's also records as Tom Lark, who's great at getting very atmospheric recordings going on in all sorts of different styles. And I think he had cobbled together various of his mates, including one geezer who came into my little record shop a few weeks ago, who's a priest who sings on it. So, I mean, I don't know. We'll hear some of it anyway, and you can tell me what you reckon. Their new record's called Midnight Prayers. It's their first in about 3 years. And this first song we're going to hear is called Invocation.
We'll be right back.
I feel my heathen soul feels uplifted by that, let's say. I love it. It's actually the other critters that sounds like, I was just thinking, hearing it far too loud in my headphones, is Air from the late 90s, early 2000s.
That's interesting.
It's got that sort of vibe.
There was that whole thing also where, like, the monks' chants and things. Who was that outfit that was big on that? Was it a
Magma
or something like that?
I know who you mean.
Yeah.
I think some of these characters are only in it for the cowls. It's a rocking outfit with the hood and everything, I think. So, you know.
But the music's quite, I mean, it's deliberately intended to be quite mesmerising, obviously.
Yeah.
Anyway,
back to the fuzzy road. And sort of acoustically, this record's interesting to me. The way it sort of starts off with quite gnarly guitar there and then drops into percolating wee synthesizers and organ and stuff. It's just, with that woody bass line, it's just a great sort of combination of things, which got me. We'll hear another song from them now, eh? This is called Collect for Midday. I love that. I love the sort of use of the strings that swell up and arrive in the sort of middle of that and do tasty things. That those first two songs there that we just played have come out as singles, so you can find them on, you know, Bandcamp and Spotify and so on. But the entire album, I think, comes out next week or the end of this week, very soon anyway.
It's called
Midday Prayers, this one. It was Midnight Prayers previously. So they're attacking a different part of the prayer book this time around. And, hey, the other thing I've been listening to that I thought I'd play a song off, just because I forgot what an extraordinary record it is Electrolane, the Power Out LP, which came out 20 years ago now. I stumbled across it again. I hadn't heard it for years. Been playing it and realised that there's more sort of ideas kicked around in this one LP than a lot of bands manage in their entire, you know, careers, really. It's four women from Brighton who formed the band in 1998, Verity Sussman, Emma Gaze, Mia Clark and Roz Murray. And they their first album was purely instrumental, and then the second one, the Power Out LP, was loads of lyrics, but mad, you know, poetry delivered in Italian, bits of German songs chucked in there. It had a real feverishly imaginative art school vibe to it, and I heartily recommend anyone that missed it the first time around to go back and have a listen. But one song I always loved off this that I've been playing on high rotate around, you know, my house is the one we're about to hear now, which is called Enter Laughing. There you go, Electra Lane, Enter Laughing, the most poppy sort of laid-back tune on the whole record, I guess. But and that tune to me sounds a lot like Dunedin's Look Blue Go Purple, as far as the sort of gentle guitar style and stuff, who I see have just won the Classic Record Award in the Tate Prize, which I think is announced today. So yeah, congratulations to them on that. But yeah, just
great, a little syncopation on the drums there, like percussion.
Nice,
very mellow mood so far today, Grant.
Oh mate, I tell you,
blow me out of the chair next, are you?
No. I'm going to take you to deepest Trinidad, though. There could be some chair dancing going on in a low-key way. It's the next song is a thing that's just been reissued, a rare sort of 12-inch single that came out in the early 80s by Oloku Emo, who was the formed a band who only ever made one album, the Black Truth Rhythm Band they were called, and that one album is an extraordinary thing. And then peeled off and made some solo records. He sort of grew up in Trinidad, and the Black Truth Rhythm Band were formed there, and then he moved to Venezuela for a while and acquired a bit more Latin sort of lilt to some of his tunes, and then he was in London for a bit, and then he moved to Lagos in Nigeria. He fell in with Fela Kuti, who was the one of the pioneers,
pioneer,
yeah, of Afrobeat. And he, this song, I suppose, lots of people are finding because of the Fela Kuti association, because Fela plays saxophone and so on this, and Femi Kuti, Fela's son, also is on here doing something. I'm not sure what. It doesn't say on the back of the record, but anyway, Oloku Emo was sort of famous for fusing traditional Trinidadian rhythms and so on with elements of Afrobeat, so that's what you're going to hear here. The song is, it translates to English as "The Eyes Are Getting Red," but it's Were Oju Le. I'll leave you with that.
Cheers, see you, Graham.
Okay, mate, bye.
Or local Imo with We Are Au Jolie, The Eyes Are Getting Red.